The second reading today is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 24. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
Well, let me get into the Bible. What a beautiful passage this is. It's actually just fantastic that this passage was here this week. The book of Ephesians has been a gift to us. We realise that in Christ we have all the spiritual blessings that we can ever need. That he has conquered our sin. He has conquered the heavenly things that were opposing God. He has won the life back for us. That all creation is under his authority. We've been made alive in Christ. We've been made one. There's no barrier between Jew or Gentile anymore. It's just an amazing thing. And Paul prays boldly for the Father, as we can too. We are part of the body of Christ. Remember Archdeacon George taught, because of all these things Jesus has done for us, he drew out that we should take off the old way of life, and put on the new, like we would take off an old bit of clothes, and then put on a new one. And Karen spoke the week after about us being children of the light, and living in the light, so to speak, living worthy of being in the light. And last week, talking about how we should interact with each other in our closest relationships, i.e. submit to one another. This week we come to the final chapter, or the final thought that Paul has. And it's really, really important, because if Jesus changes the world, and he changes our life, and who we are, and then we start to put that into practice, there are going to be times where it's really difficult, actually. And Paul wants to acknowledge that. And so he finishes by saying, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. He doesn't say, be strong in the Davids. Or he doesn't say, be strong in the Robins or strong in the Trevors. He says, be strong in the Lord. Huge difference. Because our strength can wax and wane depending on how we're feeling. Can it? It really can. Paul resets their eyes. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. It's so important for us to continue to hold on to, because troubled times are bound to come in our life. They are bound to. And it's his strength and his power that will help us get through much better than if we just rely on our own strength. How do we be strong in the Lord, Paul gives us a long list of actually of ways to do it. But if you were to sum up the whole verse, it's strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You do that by putting on the full armour of God. And one of the reasons we need to put on the full armour of God is so that we can take a stand against the devil's schemes. Now in the Greek, you should be getting used to Greek now. We've got alpha, beta, gamma, delta, omicron. So in the Greek, it's actually interesting. If you were to read the Greek, it has a really interesting word that's gone out of my head. And essentially, it's methods. And if you were just to read the direct alliteration of this word, the devil's methods or schemes. The devil, Paul is articulating, actually is at work in different parts of the world. And we need to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, because the devil has methods or schemes. To what? To try and work against God. So one of the things that's really important for us to recognize, when people are being separated from each other and divided, that's a scheme. You think it's God wanting people to be at each other. The devil loves it. The evil one loves it when people and societies are not in harmony with each other. And so, we don't want to see a demon or a devil behind everything in society. That's not what this is saying. However, we do want to hold in mind that the evil one is at work and can use the things that are going on in our world to divide and cause hatred, friction. And we do see that right now, don't we? So the division and friction that causes angst and hatred and hurt, it's a scheme, something that we've sort of done ourselves, but at the outcome is the devil's been pulling on that even harder for us to really not be working through it together. And so, in light of that, Paul then says in verse 12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Now, some of you may have heard that verse and said, yes, it means I don't have to, it's the gut that's talking about governments, rulers, authorities, and powers. Actually, it's not talking about governments. All of this is talking about some spiritual structures that are actually at work trying in the devil's schemes to work against what is good. And so, in light of that, Paul says, "Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground." That's the first time "stand" was used. After you've done everything to stand, that's the second time "stand" is being used. And then he says, "Stand firm then." So what do we have to do? We have to go and attack! No. What we need to do now is stand our ground. And this image makes more sense in Roman armies, where they've got legions all standing next to each other. You stand your ground, because as you stand your ground, you stand with the person next to you and you protect them. Stand. Stand your ground. How do we do this? And I know I could do 10 sermons on this and not be exhausted. But we stand firm by the buckle of truth around our waist. Truth does matter. Truth in everyday life. There's lots of opinions out there, and when they're differing, actually, there probably is some sort of truth. But it seems to have lost its meaning, in a sense, in our society. Truth matters. Now, we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So, but that's a sort of a different truth at the moment. That truth is important. And so we keep on striving for the truth and being humble to make sure that we're seeking it ourselves and not assume we've got all the answers ourselves. Because all of us will be mistaken somewhere. And it's important to be humble about that. So truth buckled around your waist, holding it all together. Breastplate of righteousness in place. Now we all know that we are not righteous by ourselves. We are righteous because we put on Jesus and what he has done for us. What he has done for us protects our core, the core of who we are. His righteousness will help us to stand. It's not mine, it's his. Have you ever tried to stand up on bitumen? No, not bitumen, rocks. If you go out for a walk on a road and try and stand on rocks, it hurts, right? If you try and pick something up and stand on rocks, it hurts more. If you try and push against someone standing on rocks, it doesn't work. Unless you've got shoes on. Okay, so if we're designed to stand strong, we need to make sure our shoes are on. And essentially what this means here, Paul says, we're fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel reading we had today was talking about us being ready. The whole Advent season is about us being ready for Jesus' return, and ready in life every single day, knowing that we're disciples and we're called to be ready to follow Jesus and ready to encounter things that are really difficult. Ready to know that, okay, when this scheme of the evil one comes and someone is trying to be really horrible to me, I'm actually ready that I'm not going to fight back at that person, but rather I'm going to be God's person. Now, my alarm just went off, so I'm about to move through. So to stand. With the shield of faith, trust in God. With the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then he finishes. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. This is what Elizabeth Steele did so well. Pray in the Spirit with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, all of these things, be alert. And always keep on praying for all the saints. So I pray, brothers and sisters, that we would be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, and that we will put on his armor so that we can stand, and we can stand against the schemes of the devil. And as we continue to do this, there will be more love in our community, there will be more reconciliation, there will be more life, and Jesus will be the strength of it all. God be with you, brothers and sisters.